Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Information in horse racing, including exclusive buyer speed figures and best-in-class expert selections. Experience the new mobile-optimized DRF Pass performances on your phone from anywhere at any time. Get true mobile PPs with every DRF race card you download. Try DRF Mobile Pass Performances today at DRF.com.
World Class Racing is back at spectacular Santa Anita, and be sure to join us this weekend for a pair of Hillside Turf Stakes, the $100,000 California Distaff Handicap on Saturday, and the $100,000 California Flag Handicap on Sunday. Bring your little jockeys out each weekend to enjoy pony rides, inflatable jumpers, face painting, and more in our infield family fun zone. Fun Zone tickets are available online at santaanita.com or in person. Infield admission is just $5, which covers parking and a racing program. Kids 17 and under are admitted free. And fans, join us each Friday as we offer free general admission and parking, along with $3 beers and $5 specialty cocktails to those 21 and over. You can also take a shot through closing day October 31st at a prize pool of $12,000 in our new Pick'em game by choosing a series of racing and sports props at santaanita.com/contest. First post time is at 1 o'clock.
The following is a sponsored program that does not reflect the opinions or policies of KEIB AM 1150 The Patriot or iHeartMedia.
But it's Freehouse in front with 50 yards to run, and it's going to be Freehouse. Silver John comes right back and in. They run to the wire.
Charges up, challenges Mr. Radoy. Vigors on the outside, Mr. Radoy. Vigors in front.
The big pink guy driving Brinton up alongside of a rat, and it's Brinton coming through to win the big cap.
It's a firm going away to lead by four lengths, and Johnny's Image second. A firm in front.
John Henry takes the lead. It's John Henry.
And now it's time for Inside Racing, a full hour of coverage on everything going on in the sport of kings here in Southern California and around the country. And here's your host, Jason Levine.
Yeah. Good morning. Good horse racing morning to all out there. Hope you're doing well. Looking forward to a good day of racing around the country and over in England. Yeah. So let's start there, because they are 5 minutes away from running one of the big races of the year, the QE2, which is a straight mile, pretty much uphill, the last half of it, at Ascot. It's Champions Day. So if you have Naira Bets, you can watch it, embed it. And if you have TVG, you can watch it on the big screen. That's also on Fox Sports 1. So as deservedly so. It's a huge, huge day at Ascot. And this is one of the two feature races. The other one is in about 45 minutes. That's the Champion Stakes for older horses going a mile and a quarter on the grass. This one is, like I said, a flat mile. The horse to watch is Palace Pier, who I think has won 6 out of 7 on the grass going a mile for the amazing trainer John Gosden. Frankie Dettori rides. He's even money. Don't think he's coming over for the Breeders' Cup, though. A couple of these will, so it'll be interesting to see, should he win again, who runs behind him, and then, who decides to come over for the Breeders' Cup mile. Bayid is the second choice, Alcohol Free, Mother Earth are two others with a chance, Master of the Seas has a chance, and again, that race is in about 4 minutes, the QE2. I was lucky enough to see that race twice, and pretty cool. Flat mile, straight mile, and then uphill. So you got to be tough, and it's more like a mile and a 16th because of course. So That's happening. And then we get to see Mishriff, maybe the best horse in the world, running the Champion Stakes at about, 45 minutes against the Epsom Derby winner, Adayar, among others. So huge racing over at Ascot. A couple of these are going to come over, so we can do a little Breeders' Cup scouting. We're about done with that. This is kind of the final salvo from across the pond. They are dominant on the grass. We've talked about it a little bit on the show. We've seen it over the years. And maybe Mo Forza can step up, but other than him, it's hard to see where any West Coast turf horses are going to make an impact. And the East Coast, there's a few, but boy, depending on whether they send the A, B, or C team, Europe should be very, very tough, again, on the grass at Del Mar. Even though it's a different course, it's tighter and all that, they've handled it okay, and we'll see. So that's happening over in outside of London. And here in the States, nice card at Santa Anita. Calbred's in the spotlight, the California Distaff Handicap, 6.5 down the hill, which has worked out just fine so far. And I don't know a single person who's not thrilled to have the Hillside Turf Races back. It's 100%. Everybody's thrilled and pleased, and so far, so good. So that's the feature. It goes as race 7. Warren Showtime will be the favorite, deservedly so. Bella Vita, trying to come from the dirt to the turf. She's run on the turf a couple times. Pulpit Rider looks for the upset. Anna Fantastic looks to take them all the way. See, stretch her speed down the hill. And these are cowbreds that have all made some money, most of them $200,000 and up. It pays to own a cowbred. We talk about it a lot. It's true. And these are some real specific examples of when you get a good cowbred, one that can really run, win races. There's a lot of bonuses, you know, in each race. And then there's a lot of races like this that are restricted to you, to your horse, where they can really compete and make some money. So, thanks to everybody who's breeding in California and spending the money and the time and putting in the effort to keep the sport going. We need it. Got some new stallions here that are working out. Obviously, a few have retired, Ultimate Heat. So, you know, we're in a different era here of California racing and breeding, and thanks to the people that are doing it. And we get races like this. It's a competitive race. It's a good one. And it should be fun. We'll get the male version of it tomorrow. So that's race 7 on a nice 9-race card, like last Saturday. Pretty nice card at Santa Anita today. It's going to be hot out there, probably going to be 90 degrees at the Great Race Place. I was there a couple weeks ago. It was pretty hot, I have to say. It was a little too hot. And today is going to be borderline on that as well. But, you know, the stands are in the shade. So if you got a seat, you're good. Not that bad. Across the country, Keeneland and Belmont have essentially the same feature race. They have 3-year-old fillies on the grass going long. So the QE2 at Keeneland, the Sands Point at Belmont, it's the same group. Always kind of odd when that happens. But that's just the way it is. They're both good races. The Belmont race on a very nice card at Belmont where they've got good weather, which is great. 7 of the 8 runners in the Sands Point, which goes as race 6. 7 of the 8 can win. I mean, that makes for a good betting race. So the Sands Point's really good. Plum Ali, Harajuku, Fluffy Socks. Those are some of the main contenders. And then at Keeneland, really nice, cool race, the QE2, where you've got the Empress Josephine, who ran 5 days ago, ran great for Aidan O'Brien flying over from Europe, and he brings her right back. And he's done that successfully before, so... You know, keep an eye on that. This horse can really run. And we've also got the big Southern California jocks are in Kentucky to ride this race. Flavian Pratt is on the 3. Shantastara for Chad Brown, one of the favorites. And Umberto Rispoli is on the 10. The cowbred, yeah, closing remarks for Carla Gaines, shipping east. And trying to step up at Keeneland. And Mr. Rispoli, unless I get this wrong, flew back for the mount last night. This is a $500,000 race, so it makes sense. So it's going to be fun to see those two. This is another very competitive race. There is one weird thing, though, in this race, one weird horse. The rail horse, Burning Ambition, is another example of Brad Cox, the trainer, who is, you know, if not the top trainer in the country right now, he's in the top 3. young guy we've talked about before who has just burst on the scene 3 or 4 years ago after kind of being nowhere for about 15 years. He was a mid-level, mostly claiming trainer, and then became the greatest trainer of all time, which is very suspect. And he's had a few horses that, more than a few, that have suddenly gotten great. And this is one of them. To give you an example, Burning Ambition, on the Thoroughgraph figures, where zero is an amazing stakes kind of, you know, winning number, and then it goes up from there. This horse ran an 11, a 10, and a 14 as a two-year-old, which is not bad. That's kind of average, decent for a two-year-old on the grass. Then didn't run all year until August to make her three-year-old debut. So something went wrong. She came back and ran a 10, which equaled her two-year-old top, which is a pretty good sign and not bad, right? 3 weeks later, he puts her in a stake race at Indiana Grand, and she runs a 3.5 and wins the race. That's almost a 7-point jump, which is unheard of, especially for a horse that had proven form. So that's kind of why I wanted to lay that out for you, because that's where red flags go up. It just doesn't work that way. You know, it's the same thing in track and field. You have established form. Yeah, you can run better than you ever have, but usually just by a little bit. Now, it's a young horse, so it could improve more, and you could get a 3 or 4 point jump, but not 7. And he does this too often. So, I don't know, a little frustrating, to say the least, for this to be happening on a regular basis. But he's Brad Cox. He's going to have a bunch of horses. Of course, he has Nick's Go, who's the, you know, going to be the favorite in the Breeders' Cup Classic. And he's one of those that jumped up. He was at another trainer, went to Brad Cox, and bam, superstar. So, whew, he's got the magic touch, apparently. But usually the magic touch that's that magic is not real. So, we'll see. They've got the big QE2, the one from Ascot, is running right now. So, watching that and listening to it. Yeah, love this race. So, actually going to watch this race, and I'll kind of call it for you if you're not watching. Palace Pier is the big one with Frankie Dettori, and he's coming now. But his rival, Baid, is coming with him. Last year's winner, The Revenant, is involved. Palace Pier looks like he has a little bit of a lead over Baid. The two of them come to the wire. It's Baid. There you go. Baid remains unbeaten for Sheikh Mohammed's late brother, Sheikh Hamdan. So this is a horse that if he comes over, and he might, for the Breeders' Cup, watch out, because he just beat a very, very serious racehorse in Palace Pier by about a neck and outgamed him there the final 100 yards. That was a heck of a race. That's what you want to see there. So anyway, that's the Brad Cox story. That's the rail horse Burning Ambition in Keeneland, in a very good edition of the QE2. And a very nice card at Keeneland, as one would expect on a Saturday. And we are 3 weeks away from Breeders' Cup. So very excited about that, making my plans on when I'm going down, where I'm staying. Gets exciting. And, you know, the racing world shows up in Del Mar. They have all kinds of activities throughout the week, showcasing the Breeders' Cup, parties, events. So Del Mar is going to be hopping and popping, and that's always going to be fun, too. It's a really cool little town. When it's in the spotlight, it shines. So looking forward to the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar. See a bunch of people out there that you don't see all year, and they show up from Europe, from New York, from Kentucky, and they all come out and enjoy California, for sure. And there's a lot of people that show up that don't go to a lot of Breeders' Cups, but Del Mar, they're coming. So that's kind of fun, too. Let's bring our man, Mr. Pollock, on, and we'll talk a little bit about that and talk about the great pick he made last week, where once again, he just laid out a race exactly as it ran, which is pretty great. England's Rose was the horse that he thought would come from behind under Victor Espinoza, get the job done. And England's Rose did exactly that. Right, Steve?
England's Rose, baby.
There you go. That's the sound of a winner right there. When you hear that baby, that's when you know somebody cashed and was happy to have doped it out and have it run the way you saw it, right? That's the beauty of it. When you see it and then they run that way, that's when you feel really good.
That was a fun race, Jason. Fun race. I hope the fans were able to tie that one in, make some money on that race, and that's why we do this.
It is. And Victor Espinosa, let's talk a little bit about him, but he's rejuvenated.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Boy, no question about it, Jason. Two veteran riders right now. Victor, when he's out there, he is really just seeing the ball really well. He just puts the horse in the right spot and gives you a great chance to win. Did it again yesterday. And Kent DeSormo has been was the other guy, and he's been fantastic as well. Jason, they're both riding really well. Kent DeSormo even had a mount yesterday for Bob Baffert in a maiden race, and I think it's been more than 10 years. That would be my guess. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he said, "Man, I haven't seen him ride for Baffert in months." And I said, "Months?
Months?
I said, how about years? I can't remember for over 10 years." So then we started talking, maybe real quiet, but it wasn't that far back. but it's been a long, long time.
Well, Kent, to his credit, and we've certainly talked about this, has managed to keep it together, and he's been riding great for months now. And, he's still on the straight and narrow, which is tremendous, and he's doing the job out there. He's always had the ridiculous talent and head for it when he's right, and he's right. So Victor's picking the spots. He's riding maybe 3-4 horses a day, which is probably smart, and he seems to be fully back to being the strong, great finisher. And like you said, putting horses in the right spot right now, seeing the ball, feeling really confident, and it shows. So those guys are doing some damage, especially on the grass, but also on the dirt. So something to watch in the jocks room. Things are shifting a little bit. It's kind of funny that they're shifting back to the veteran guys, but that's where we're at right now. And some of the young jocks are struggling a little bit, but trying. So there's opportunity out there, and they know it. And with the big boys gone today, there's definitely some opportunity at Santa Anita with Pratt and Reespoli both out of town. The cat's away, so there's some money to be made. And don't think the jocks don't know that. They're very aware that they don't have to beat those two today, which is hard to do. So what's your sense?
Boy, that's for sure, Jason. You are right about it. Yeah. They are here. They're very, very tough. Rispoli's been getting some turf winners for sure. He's still – got some improvement, I think, to do on the dirt, but I think he's working on it. And Pratt's just been very solid when he's here. It's like, oh man, that's three in a row, or that's a four bagger. And every time he's here, that seems to be the way it goes.
Yeah.
Okay that he's gone today. Okay with me.
Yeah. That opens things up. It really does. You got to deal with him. He's at that level now where it's like, you have to look at his horse and upgrade it, and can I beat him, and is the race worth it? He's going to be 8-5, probably going to win. He's there now, and you just have to factor it in. So what are you seeing out at Santa Anita as far as bias, how main track, turf course? What's your sense of how things are playing out so far?
Jason, the main track, Jason, it's a switch we've got to start to learn to turn on and turn off, because Del Mar, you get there and it's very different every day. And Santa Anita, in the first couple of days, I thought we're inside, and I think every single day since then has been pretty fair. I think you can win from the rail in a sprint. I think you can win from the far outside. And then as far as closers go, I certainly haven't seen one day what I would call a closer day. I mean, I'd lean a little bit more towards speed. It's just been very, very fair with a slight speed edge on the main track is what I would say, and I think you can count on that today. And sometimes the warmer it gets, you said it was going to be hot out there today.
It is.
Sometimes the warmer it gets, it might get a little bit speedier, but I'll tell you what, Jason, what a fair racetrack it is at Santa Anita, and I just don't think bias is as big a factor. Turf course, what's different for me that has to be, and maybe some of these fans that have been playing for years like I have are going to shake their head, yes, the sprint distances are really changing. And you've really got to concentrate because there's a big difference. We've actually run 6 5 furlong grass races. We're running 5.5, 6. We're running 6.5, and then we're also running 6.5 down the hill.
That's right.
So we haven't run any 5.5. I don't know if they've taken that off the docket, but I think that is still on there. But right now, you still got to really say, okay, it's a turf sprint, but what distance is it? Are we down the hill? Are we on the flat? It really is a big difference. And then as far as the mile and an eighth turf races, as we expected, Jason, with the end of the meet being really speedy, we've seen some horses really do some closing. There have been some wire-to-wires, and I think it's great. I think the rail is something that you definitely want to pay attention to, but it's a little bit different turf course. But those sprint distances, it's been pretty tricky. The fans seem to be pretty locked in because we haven't had very many $20 horses or more, Jason. I've been keeping track of that. We've only had 5 horses that paid $20 or more the entire meet. So it's been fairly straightforward, the whole meet. And, you know, $15, $16 horses are pretty solid right now and not easy to come by.
Yeah, you had a couple nice ones last Saturday, the Focaccina in the first race and then England's Rose, about $10 horses. And those are, you know, that's about where it's been at to find prices. Like you said, pretty tough to get more than that. Pretty rare this meet at Santa Anita, which is not surprising, I don't think. I think it's par for the course out there. And I think you do have you need to be in the mix on the dirt early. Hard to come from way back. It's fair, but hard to come from way back. Unless the race falls apart, which sometimes it does. So, all right. Well, that's good for folks to watch and understand. What about Breeders' Cup? Any thoughts there from what we saw last
Absolutely,
week?
Absolutely, Jason. First of all, I'm glad I didn't say this because sometimes you get a feeling, don't say anything, because I really wanted to say, what's going on with Chad Brown? But I think he answered that question for those that watched last week. Don't worry, folks. He'll be at Breeders' Cup, and he'll have his normal amount of horses. He was unbelievable last weekend, Jason. I don't think I've seen this before. Maybe D'Wayne Lucas, you would think. But 2 grade 1 races I watched last week, he ran 1-2. And full field grade 1 races, too, by the way. Blowout and Regal Glory, that was a big field that at Keeneland, and Rock Emperor and Serve the King run 1-2, and then he won with Royal Flag and Sacred Life, both horses that we've played on this show before, and they both came back and they put it together. I know Sacred Life was a horse, I think we played that horse on Derby Day last year, and that horse just didn't pick his feet up, but when he's right, he's really right, and he's a horse that'll probably be here as well. So certainly got to give Chad Brown horses a look when they get here. I'll certainly be analyzing those. He's back in the mix. One other comment I wanted to make, you know, I got the PPs came out yesterday, folks. For those of you, whatever service you use, I use Brisenet to get the PPs, and they are now out. So if you want to get a head start,
that's right.
It's a little bit easier with them printed out and in front of you. But I'm able to put together the early pace numbers that I use from Brisenet, and I really like those numbers. And Jason, you were right. Medina Spirit is definitely the fastest of that bunch, and I wanted to correct myself. Art Collector is really going to have to. In fact, Art Collector's early pace number that I came up with is even slower than Triple E and Express Train. So I would really be weary of trying to put that into a three-way speed duel. It's really Nick's Go, Hot Rod Charlie, and Medina Spirit. But boy, Nick's Go, that second quarter, Jason, man, oh man, when they go around that turn, I kind of hope he's on the outside, because if he's on the inside, when they go around the turn, he will spurt away. Every single number he has around that turn is faster. So that's going to be a danger, folks. Keep an eye out on that post position draw. If you're going to try to beat Nick's Go, you might want that horse to be drawn outside, because he makes those turns so good. If he's on the inside and he gets in front of Medina Spirit and Hot Rod Charlie, when they make that turn and they straighten out on the backside, he'll be a length and a half or two clear almost every time. If you look at that second Brissy P number, he's just so much faster than all those horses. They're going to have to do something different than they've been doing.
Yeah, he really works the turn. I mean, boy, he does it on the turn for home, too. I mean, he really runs the turn beautifully. But like you said, the X factor, there's two. Medina Spirit is one, because now you've got somebody that I fully believe is going to challenge him early. It's Baffert. It's a fast horse, and he only wins on the lead. So I think he's going, and he's in great form. after what we saw a couple weeks ago. That and the post position are going to be very, very interesting for that classic. And I'm kind of hoping those two throw down. They're going to be the two favorites, or at least the favorite and the third favorite. And, you know, always like to try to beat them. And I think with Medina Spirit in there, now there's a very good chance that Nick's go gets softened up, does not get the easy lead he's had all year. I just don't see that. Even if he does spurt away, I think Medina Spirit will go right after him. And if that's the case, it really does set it up for somebody who's firing late, whether it be maybe Hot Rod Charlie sits behind him. Definitely Art Collector could. I think Tripoli deserves another shot. Maxfield, Max Player will be in there. It's going to be fun. And with Medina Spirit ready to roll now, it's makes it much, much more interesting. So that's the big race, the classic, and excited for that one. More excited than I was, I have to say that, maybe a month ago, 6 weeks ago. So good stuff. And like you said, Del Mar, if there's a battle up front, it's fair going a mile and a quarter. Yeah, it's a short stretch, but a lot of horses have come from behind there over the years in the Pacific Classic, if there's a pace battle. And, you know, that's what we need here, and I think we may get it. So let's hope.
Well, you sent me an article that was written by a gentleman, I believe, from Europe, and he was talking about mm-hmm. how it's such a short stretch here, you know, here at Del Mar, that it really – but, Jason, horses can fly in that stretch, especially on the turf course. So I think that gentleman's a little bit sour grapes. It's going to find – there's going to be a knock on every single racetrack. What's cool is Del Mar can handle everybody. They can take care of everybody. The racing is safe. And I think it'll be incredibly competitive racing, which is absolutely what we want. We will see some prices, and certainly we'll see some favorites as well. But I think we'll see a good mix of everything. And if Del Mar handles it anywhere near the way they handled it last time, it'll be an A+, I'm sure.
I agree. That's why it's back there. Everybody had such a good time. It worked out so well. They said, well, we're doing it again. It's part of the rotation. Everybody wants to come. You know, that's the fun part. So looking forward to it. All right. Well, coming off England's Rose and that great call, you're going to jump in again today. And as you have a few times recently, you're going to kick things off, right, with race one.
We're going with race one, Jason. I'm going to get back on the bus today in race number one. Last time, I really liked this horse the last time he won on the grass, and I haven't liked him the last few. And I think today's a day that we can get back on the bus. And maybe before we get into it, you know, this is more of a thoroughgraph thing, but I really like the way they talk about the development of horses. It's just so important. And really, when I started to learn about their theories, I really started to improve as a horse player. And this is a horse that get on the bus, the number six horse in this first race. This is a horse that when he started out, he really showed some talent to me in that 6 furlong grass race that was kind of buried. He was a little bit of a buried horse, had some breeding, and then he put it together and was able to win at a little bit of a price. And then as he went up the level, he seemed to have a little trouble facing tougher horses. But what I did notice is this horse is just getting a little bit better and a little bit better. And that effort 2 races back, where he ran against Burgoo Alley, who's a really, really nice horse. I thought this horse really finished well. And if you look at the distance of this race, that was a 1 mile race. And again, impressive on tape. This is a mile and an eighth. And this distance has really been a distance that has been extremely good for closers over the years. So I like the additional distance here. I thought the last race was what I call a buried race, what Thoroughgraph calls a buried race as well. What it was this horse was just wide every step of the way. And the one thing that you cannot do at a mile and 3/8 is go wide every step of the way. And that's what this horse
turns.
Did.
Yeah.
3 turns, Jason. Exactly. It's real hard to do in 2. It's impossible to do in 3. I mean, you just have to try to save some ground in that mile and 3/8 race at Del Mar. And when a jock is not aware of that, or they just can't get over. And that was kind of what happened to get on the bus. He just never was able to get over. And then instead of staying in the 2 path, he sort of popped him out to the 3 path in the middle of the race. And you just lose so much energy. Those horses, they're listless when they turn for home. I'm going back to that mile race where this horse really finished with good energy again to what I think were better horses than what this one faces today. And I think get on the bus can turn things around. I think 6-1, it's time to get back on the bus. So let's go with number 6 here, get on the bus. I think the favorite in here is pretty strong in here, Jason, and Feathers. Sadio has been struggling at this meet, that's for sure. But I think he'll be okay on this horse. And I'm going to play this horse who's going to be closer to the pace. It looks to me like the pace horse is going to be the one horse, Inner Beauty, coming off of a 6-furlong race, had some mile races before. And I think that'll be the one that we'll see on the lead. And I don't think the pace is going to be all that fast. And I think Feathers should get a pretty good trip up close to that.
Yeah, the pace is my only concern here. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's my only concern in this race is the pace. There just doesn't seem to be that much of it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
You know, that's how it is. We'll see how it unfolds. You know, you just never know.
I think Get On The Bus is actually fairly tactical if need be. And I think when this horse won here, this horse wasn't that far back off the pace.
Sure.
And I think that's what we'll see today with the pace slower. And I think this mile and an eighth distance, again, it could be stolen. It could be a horse like the one. Maybe somebody else decides to go and changes their strategy. But I think Get On The Bus is getting good. This is the right time to play this horse today. And I'm going to box him with the two-horse Feathers. So for me, it's the 6, Get On The Bus, a win bet here, and a simple exacta box with the 2 Feathers in the first race out of Santa Anita today.
There you go. The familiar connections of owner J. Paul Redham, trainer Doug O'Neill, and jockey Mario Gutierrez, 2-time Kentucky Derby winning jockey Mario Gutierrez, who does tend to go wide. He gives up the ground. Of all the jocks in the room, I'd say he's right up there as far as I'm just going to stay in the clear here. So the 6, Get On The Bus with the 2 Feathers in race 1 that goes off right at 1:00 today to kick off a nice card at Santa Anita for Steve. Ready to roll, coming off a good Saturday last week and ready to do it again, sir. Appreciate it. Good luck today and tomorrow, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
All right, Jason, everybody have a great, great day out there, and we will certainly look forward to talking to everybody next week.
All right, very good. Steve Pollock, you can get the best bets and the full card at racingjason.com, but you knew that. All right, we're going to take our first break. We're going with some deep dub reggae here in honor of the late Lee Scratch Perry. We'll be right back with Alan Benowitz from Thoroughgraph right after this, followed by Jay Friedlander. This is Inside Racing on AM 1150.
AM 1150.
Naira Bets has become the go-to for betting horse racing for fans across the country. They enjoy incredible HD live video and replays, competing in online contests, and earning more back with exclusive promotions. It all starts with new players earning up to a $200 new member bonus with promo code JASON200. Sign up now at NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app to get started with promo code JASON200.
World-class racing is back at Spectacular Santa Anita, and be sure to join us this weekend for a pair of Hillside Turf Stakes, the $100,000 California Distaff Handicap on Saturday, and the $100,000 California Flag Handicap on Sunday. Bring your little jockeys out each weekend to enjoy pony rides, inflatable jumpers, face painting, and more in our infield family fun zone. Fun Zone tickets are available online at santaanita.com or in person. Infield admission is just $5, which covers parking and a racing program. Kids 17 and under are admitted free. And fans, join us each Friday as we offer free general admission and parking, along with $3 beers and $5 specialty cocktails to those 21 and over. You can also take a shot through closing day October 31st at a prize pool of $12,000 in our new Pick'em game by choosing a series of racing and sports props at santaanita.com/contest. First post time is at 1:00.
You're listening to The Patriot, AM 1150.
Hey. Coming back with a little reggae for you Saturday morning. Put a smile on your face. This is Inside Racing. Here we go. Thoroughgraph, Mr. Benowitz. He gave you another winner on the radio last week. Horse got bet, though. All Stand Taller in the last race. The rail horse got the job done like Alan said he would, but got hammered in the wagering. Paid $5. Should have, you know, was I think 5 or 6 to 1 morning line, but really got bet. But a great call by Alan. And then, well, a couple nice scores at Keeneland last Sunday. This Wednesday, I was fortunate enough to be aboard for best bet that they had in California Angel at Keeneland in the feature. Very nice race for two-year-olds. This California Chrome filly was dead last at 18 to 1, 17 to 1, and circled the field and got up in the final stride and won the head bop barely and paid $37.60. Best bet. I saw it. I looked at the race. I saw why they liked this filly. She had the best turf number in the field and was 17 to 1. And those are the ones that they find. So that was beautiful on Wednesday. And yeah, just was pretty excited about that. Yesterday at Santa Anita, Curly Ruth. Steve was talking about it's hard to find $20 horses. Well, they did. 1980. Boom. Curly Ruth getting the job done. A couple nice winners at Keeneland. And then last Saturday, they also, in addition to the radio play winner, had Focaccina at $10, had the Cold Pick 3, first three races, boom, 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 all three winners on top. And then Fortunata Tencio in race 5 paid $23.20. So of most of the prices, they found them. Probably a reason Alan has a little smile on his face right now. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
Yeah, it's been a nice week for you guys. Yeah, which is, yeah, it's always good. It's good to win.
Oh, yes. Very good. Yeah. We should do that all the time.
Well, I think they'd shut the game down if we did it all the time. So that's not what any. What, yeah. But it is a lot more fun to win.
I think you're right. They would shut the game down. That's true. All right. Let me see here. Today we're going to do three races here. We'll start at Belmont. I got one from Belmont, one from Keeneland, one from Santa Anita.
Yep.
And we'll start at Belmont. We'll go to race 7, which these are no great shakes, these races today. This is a non-winners of 2. Only 6.5 furlongs. Yeah, right. Framing price $30,000. And young horses, fairly lightly raced. What stuck out to me about this horse, the one I like, I believe it's the number 2 horse, Hoopla, at 4-1 morning line. Yep. It's being ridden by Omar Hernandez Moreno, who you may not know. One doesn't know. I don't. It turns out he's a 10-pound bug.
That's right.
But he's won a couple of races here, and he's I think, you know, 10-pound bug is generally about 2 points. 5 pounds equals a point on our scale. And what's interesting to him about him is that he's won 4 races. His 2 slowest races are on turf and going a route. His 2 fastest races are on dirt going a sprint.
Yeah, for sure.
Second back at Saratoga in August. What was it? August 9th?
August 20th.
August 2nd. 20th, sorry, yeah. Right, he ran a big race there. He ran a 7, which is the fastest race out of all of these horses here, fastest race anybody's put up in this race. Now, he came back about 3 weeks later, on the 18th of September, maybe 4 weeks later, and he ran a 10. So essentially you have an 0-3, an 0 being a top race. And then a 10 race about, they're close to it, not bad, but about 3 points worse. And we have a theory about horses like this quite a bit where we call it 0-2 races. We usually see 0 and then 2 off. And what it is that they're in pretty good shape. They just, you know, the big effort kind of got to them a little bit. But it was still a good race. It didn't do much for him. He finished seventh that day, beating six. But that was against winners, so it was a little tougher crew. And then he ran it, what we call the X race on turf, 17 going long. But it put some bottom into him. And now he comes back on about 8 weeks rest, almost 8 weeks rest from that seven. We've seen very often, well, the reason why we eyeball these races, because we've seen very often horses like this, especially young horses, when they tend to show this pattern, they tend to improve off the X race. Now, if you get this horse, as I said, this horse is the fastest horse in the race. He is the third choice? Yeah, 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1.
And he gets 2 points from virtually all these horses, a couple other horses, one horse in at 115, Scotty, I guess, but then there's someone in at 120 as well.
Yeah.
But he's got an inside post.
He's got speed.
So really, all he has to do is run back to this, and we'll see. And you're getting the fastest horse in the race at 4-1 odds. So we like him. We expect him to run better today. Young horses, they generally tend to recover quicker from their efforts. And so fifth time out, we figure he'll get back to his race three back today. Now, I think the horse he's got to beat in this race is the favorite, Cousin Andrew.
Number six, Cousin Andrew. Yeah, that's Manny Franco for Peter Walder. He's only had the horse for two races now, but the race two back was a pretty impressive win, going seven against Maiden 20, and then stepped up and ran okay last time, and is 2-1 here in the morning line.
Right. Last year, he's a four-year-old. Last year, he ran 3/8. Came out with an eight in the winter, paired it up going long in the spring, and then ran it again in the late spring, early summer, and then we haven't seen him. We didn't see him until April at the Aqueduct this year, where he ran 11. But his last two at Saratoga, both at Saratoga, are both eights. And he gets, Brinker's off today, which is a good move for this trainer. Yeah,
it's a very good move.
He gets Blinkers off today. And Peter Walder's been around this place a long time. He's a 21% trainer. So this is a legitimate horse. But this horse runs eights. This horse runs eights. He's carrying 123 pounds, a horse we like, on his best day.
Ran a seven.
And he gets 10 points in weight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And will be a better price.
I think the two horses you got to contend with, indeed, are these the third choice and the first choice. So we're going to bet Hoopla to win. And if you want to protect with it, you can protect under Cousin Andrew or box with Cousin Andrew in the exacta.
Right. And that's race seven at Belmont Park. Let's jump from there to Keeneland, where the QE2 is the feature. You're not going to talk about that race, though. You're going to talk about another one.
Yeah, for some reason today, I thought we'd try something not different, but we're going to take a little race that's a little bit, it's a claiming race, and we're really going with a first-time starter in here. It's a claiming race on turf, mile and a 16th, two-year-olds. And let me see here.
Race seven, right?
Yeah, race seven. And this horse, Mom's Moon, is the horse we like. And it's a horse by Kitten's Joy out of a consolidated mare. And now, if you look at her dam, Mom's Moon's dam is Sweet Assay. And she shows in her limited racing career, she shows a top sprinting and top on turf, both 4.25. So obviously it came in the same race. They haven't raced very many times. So the dam is a turf influence, pretty good turf influence. And if you look at the dam's first progeny, analyze it, This horse has raced 14 times.
That's a stakes win. Five stakes wins. Very nice horse.
Yeah. Right. And two top on Turk and Ren is, what is that, a zero? A two and a quarter, excuse me. It's a three-year-old. Six and a quarter is a three-year-old. So this horse is really pretty well-bred for Turk. It comes from a good Turf line. Getting Sway, obviously, from the firm in terms of term sires. And we're getting a bit of a price here. Mom's Moon is 15-1 morning line. It goes for George Arnold, first time out. Now, George Arnold's not known to be for first-time starters, but it's not like he can't win. Of course he can, just doesn't do it very often. But I will say when he's got Rafael Bejarano on him, and it's, by the way, it's good to see Rafael Bejarano
riding well.
Showing up here. Yeah, riding well and showing up. He hasn't been around much lately. But when George Arnold uses Rafael Bejarano, we show that they've only gotten together 11 times, three times they've won, and six or seven out of 11 they've been in the money. So it's a positive ROI. And if we look at George Arnold in the last 90 days, his horses, he's had 35 horses in the last 90 days, and then 31% of them on the tops, 43% of them paired up. Well, obviously, we don't know what this horse is going to do, but the point is they've run well.
The barn is firing. Yeah, that's a good sign.
Yeah, they've run well. So we're going to take a shot with him at 15-1 morning line. I think we got a good breeding. We got a good post. And Kitten's Joy, Consolidated America, inside, good inside post, too wide. And we're going to use it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have to interrupt you real quick, Alan. This is race six. I misspoke. So this is race six at Keeneland, not race seven. This is race six. The two Mom's Moon going to be the key. And quickly going to use with?
We're going to use it with a favorite, Curbstone. It was raced twice on turf, going distance, 1915. And is obviously improving. And the other horse we're going to use is another first-time starter by the name of Bicknell. Bickel, who is out of Bayern, out of an AP Indy mare, and goes with Kelsey Danner, who's a 15% winning trainer and pretty good turf trainer, and is hot right now. In the last 90 days, is on a 19% scheme. Winning in those spots. So, again, rather than take short prices here, nobody has really proven all that much. We're going to use at least two horses here for our prices. I'm going to take a shot. So our top play is going to be Mom's Moon, excuse me, the two horse, 15-1 morning line. We're going to use them three horse box with Curbstone the favorite, 2-1, and Bickel is also a first-time starter, and it's a 10-1 morning line.
There you go. So race six at Keeneland, the two first-time starter with 4-6 in race six. All right, let's jump from there to the great race place, Santa Anita.
Yes, we're going to go to Santa Anita, and we're going to go to race four, I believe, mm-hmm. is it? Yeah, race four. And this one is you kind of know what you get in this race. You got 6.5 for a long sprint. Non-winners of two, right? And you got some pretty talented horses in here, but it's a pretty close-knit field, and they run a good bit of them run single digits, so it's a pretty competitive field as well. But we think the horse we're looking at here is a horse that seems to be coming back around. That's the number that's
three.
Established, which is the number three horse, 4-1 morning line. Yeah, and hasn't raced very much, three times as a three-year-old, and then, six times as a four-year-old. And indeed, it's his last three races in particular. He's raced third back in his last race, that really put him out now. And he shows improvement. You know, he ran a 5-top last year, one race underneath 10, and then he came back and he ran 9 and 8 earlier this year. But now he raced three back. He raced a 3 at Santa Anita, which is nice. He bounced off that, and he came back to a 4.25 in his last race at excuse me, at Del Mar. But now he's got 6 weeks rest. So 6 weeks rest, it just looks like he's in the midst of a new cycle. And his cycle with a 3-top makes him very competitive in this race, 41 morning line. He's got Victor Espinosa on, which is,
That's good. A plus right now. No, it's a plus. Yeah, he's riding very, very well. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so we like him. And he's the one we're going to use. He's the third choice in here at 4-1 morning line. And we got to use it. I'd love to be able to throw this horse out, but you can't because he is the fastest horse in the race, and that's the last horse. I got no money.
Yeah, got to use him.
And on his best day, he can wire this field. He runs when he's good. He runs 2s, which is a good bit faster than the rest of these horses in here. So we will protect with him. Right. We're going to play number 4 up top, establish cycling around perhaps to a new top. And if he gets that, he could win this race at least a square price. And yeah, we'll box him with I Got No Money.
So, again, this is race 4 at Santa Anita. Should go off a little after 2:30. And the play here is number 3, established Richard Baltus. And this horse really has turned it around once getting into the Baltus barn. That was 3 races back and seems to be kind of a new horse. Under Baltus, the 3 established and saving with the 6, the favorite, I Got No Money, in race 4 at Santa Anita. Alan, it's been a big week. Let's have a big Saturday, followed up with a nice Sunday, and we will talk to you right here again next week. Look forward to it.
All right, Jason. Okay, Jason, take care.
Yeah, much appreciated. Alan Benowitz representing Thoroughgraph as he has for so long and doing the job as they have for so long here on Inside Racing. Happy to have him. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jay Freelander. He's got Belmont and Santa Anita lined up for you here on Inside Racing.
AM 1150.
Naira Bets has become the go-to for betting horse racing for fans across the country. They enjoy incredible HD live video and replays, competing in online contests, and earning more back with exclusive promotions. It all starts with new players earning up to a $200 new member bonus with promo code JASON200. Sign up now at NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app to get started with promo code JASON200.
This is the Patriot, AM 1150.
Uh-oh, Lee Scratch Perry getting funky with us. There we go. And we're back on Inside Racing, getting funky for you. We got our man Jay Freelander coming in 1 second. Real quick, I should note that Naira Betts, interesting promos this week. And at Belmont today, you hit some exactos, you can get up to $50 bonus. For hitting some exactas at Belmont Park. They've also got America's Day at the races, covering British Champions Day. They're about to get in the gate for the big race there, the Champion Stakes. And from 12:30 to 3:30 today, they've got the regular America's Day at the races show on Fox Sports 2, where they do a really, really nice job. And they also got tournaments every Saturday from Belmont through Naira Betts, special tournaments just through Naira Betts. So there's an opportunity for you. And if you don't have an account, the code is JASON200, and you should get one to get ready for the Breeders' Cup. The best 2 betting days of the year are coming, so if you don't have an account, JASON200, make it happen. All right, we go back to our man, Mr. Freelander, and let's see how he's doing. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How you doing?
All right, I'm doing fine. I'm doing just fine. It's a fun time of year. We get Keeneland rolling, Belmont, they have good cards both places. We've had some sneaky good cards at Santa Anita. You've been able to find some horses that have done a nice job, including Fortunata Tencio, one of the most difficult names I've seen in a while. Paid $23 last Saturday, so that's fine. Whatever the name is, they paid $23. We'll take it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was listening to your discussion about the upcoming Breeders' Cup, and I'm kind of liking that pace scenario meltdown. I'm just suspect of Nick's Go going a mile and a quarter against better horses if he doesn't get an easy lead. And I think you've explained very nicely that scenario where he just might not.
Right. And it's really all about Medina Spirit. You know, whether or not he can be the one to press him, I believe he can. And that just shakes everything up. And we just saw a bit of an upset in the Champion Stakes, the 10 Seal Away, 13-1. Mishriff was fourth. Pretty surprising result there, and disappointing from Mishriff and from Adyar, who was out of the frame entirely. So we'll see who shows up for the turf and maybe the classic. I know you and I were hoping Mishriff would run in the classic. That pace setup would help him, but I'm not sure. Well, we'll see. They haven't decided where he's going to go.
Maybe they'll reconsider that now.
They might. An effort like that, they might. They might say, you know what, let's put him on the dirt. He ran great in Dubai, let's give it another shot for the real big money. We'll see. That just happened. All right, so you've got Belmont today, and you've got Santa Anita. I'm ready to roll. Let's start at Belmont Park.
Let's do it. Okay. We're going to look here at race five. And this race is an allowance race. It's an $80,000 allowance, a stakes race in many other venues in the country. And it's a competitive race. I think a lot of horses here would have a shot to take this. And we're going to try to beat the favorite, as we always do. We'll try to beat the favorite, Uncle's Gem, with the resurgent Arad Ortiz aboard. Uncle's Gem ran a nice allowance race at Saratoga. The one race at Belmont was pretty nondescript. Now, that was her first race, so she's likely an improved filly over that. But I think Uncle's Gem is beatable. And we're going to go with another resurgent jockey here, and we're going to look here at number 5, Highway Queen. Now, it seems like when I talk about how these jocks are slumping, they must be listening to the show, because when we talked about Joel Rosario last, he had 2 wins. He's up to 9. He's up to a 17% clip. He's quadrupled his win rate since the last time we talked about Joel, so I guess he didn't want to hear me talking trash about him. Highway Queen. Yeah, Highway Queen's a very, very versatile filly. She has won on the lead. She's gone wire to wire, breaking her maiden. And then last time came from off the pace, started slowly and just motored late and just almost got the job done at 6 furlongs, finishing by a short neck under Velasquez, and now gets a little bit more distance, gets 7 furlongs, which I think is tailor-made for number 5, Highway Queen, who has beaten something like 7 or of the 9 other opponents in this race, and none of them have beaten her. That's always a good sign, especially at 9-2.
Agreed. Yeah, I think she's an interesting horse here, and Rosario really riding well. He's winning every stakes race, and he's starting to win pretty much everything again. And boy, can he finish, and I think you're going to need that here on this horse. Either he goes to the lead and needs to finish strong, or he's going to take back like last time and come flying. But either way, he's a good guy to have aboard in a tight finish. We're talking about race 5 at Belmont, and this is the 5. Highway Queen going to be the win bet here. You've got a little exotic, and it's with all the outside horses, right?
Exactly, yeah. We're going to try to beat those rail horses. We're going to key with Get the Candy. Write this down. Mashney Girl, Uncle's Gem, the favorite, and Happy Hill Will. So 5 with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with all, and then the 2 saver tickets. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with 5, and on this one only, throw in the number 4, Show Me the Honey, in the 3rd spot. So it's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with 5 with 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with number 5, Highway Queen. Nice win and place bet on number 5, Highway Queen.
Yeah, right in the middle of the card, a nice card at Belmont Park. You've, of course, got the full card there, as always. And then we jump to Santa Anita, where you've got the full card and best bets. And you're going to talk about race 7, which is our feature. The Cowbreds are on display here. They're coming down the hill, which is great. A lot of these are cutting back from mile races on the turf. But you're going to focus on a horse that's coming from a different pattern.
Exactly. Yeah, the favorite here, number 1, Warren Showtime, is two races removed from winning the Grade 3 Wilshire over this course. She loves Santa Anita. She's 5-for-11. So certainly nothing bad to say about Warren Showtime.
No.
But one thing she hasn't proven is that she has not been a sprinter historically in the past. Either on dirt or on turf, has run some representative races, has finished in the money, both of the sprint tries showing, but it just seems like that's not enough distance. And when you consider Warren Showtime draws the rail and is not likely to have the lead and, probably be mid-pack, the rail is not exactly where you want to be going down the hill. I would say a similar comment about number 3 Pulpit Rider, who upset Warren Showtime last time. But again, that was going a mile, and last time Pulpit Rider went 6 furlongs, finished 5th, 4 lengths back. Like, God, where's the rest of the room? This is it? That's the whole
race?
Exactly. So we're going to try to beat them both. We'll go outside with number 5, Bella Vita, with that resurgent Victor Espinoza. Seems, as we've stated, as you mentioned in the past, seems over his injuries and now is, like you mentioned, picking his spots. And last time out under Flavian Pratt, this one ran on the dirt, just motored past and accelerated, clearing late, winning by 4.5. But on the Senate course, 4-for-4 in the money. While Warren Showtime did beat her a long time ago, going a mile, this is not a mile. This is 6.5 furlongs. And going sprint distance, Bella Vita has the fastest speed rating under the Briss ratings of any of these. It's a 96 in the Irish O'Brien. So liking number 5, Bella Vita, from that clear outer post to basically have a relatively trouble-free trip, sit off whatever pace materializes. I think she'll be very close to the pace and pull clear late. Number 5, Bella Vita.
Yeah, that's the play here in the feature, the California Distaff Handicap. We're a little tight on time, so you're going to use the 5 with the 1 and 3, correct? The two favorites, Warren Showtime and Pulpit Rider.
I would just play them straight up. I think it's a better bet. Unless you really like one of them, then key on one of the exactas. I would try to beat Warren Showtime if you want to play an exacta and just play Pulpit Rider.
Okay, there you go. Bella Vita the 5, maybe Pulpit Rider the 3. Again, this is race 7, the California Distaff Handicap. It pays to own a cowbred, and these horses are a great example of that. They've all earned quite a bit of money, a couple of them over $500,000 here. And Bella Vita's already at 283, and she's just a 4-year-old with 11 starts. So there you have it. Jay, as always, appreciate it, sir. Keep the nice roll going. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Okay. All right. For Jay, Steve, and Alan, I'm Jason saying thanks for listening. We will talk to you right here next week at 7. Go get them.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.